Hello, folks. This is Martin with a short sneak preview, or rather pre-listening, about an upcoming production. I ask you this: how can a CEO with $35 million annual income coexist with a worker on the shop floor earning just $35,000? Surely there's a conflict. How is it possible that first world countries have a massive economic advantage over the second and third world nations? Why is there an ever-increasing gap of incomes relentlessly progressing? In other words, how can we understand the inequality in all its variations existing in the world? Well, stay tuned for a brief pre-listening to an upcoming production on this topic.
Inequalities, they bother me like a chunky on top of me or Mexican lobotomy. It's
inequalities, inequalities.
Katie Regan, and we're about to bust this track. And yes, we already know that it's
wiggity-wiggity-wiggity-whack.
Hello, listeners. I'm here out at this beautiful cafe near Mount Burrell, which is in the Northern Rivers here. A wonderful outdoor cafe. And guess who I ran into? Hi, Graham. It's nice to meet you today here.
Yeah, likewise, Martin. Beautiful day.
Now, I heard through the grapevine that you are working on another project. And after varied interests on the recent production about the crazy debt system, which got quite a few people interested into understanding the workings of it better, I heard you are working on another project relating to the rule of debt.
Well, yeah, you're right in that regard, because I am writing ostensibly an article, and hopefully it gets the coverage that your podcasts have been getting recently.
Yeah, well,
it's an important subject. There's
definitely interest, and it's not just in the grassroots realm where I'm working. And so my listeners would be probably very interested to know what your project is about.
Well, in one word, it's about inequality in the system, in society, and just about every other thing that humanity is involved in.
So you are, of course, relating to the debilitating effects of the debt system we are living with.
Indeed, yes. I keep coming back to that because it seems obvious to me that that is at the crux of most of our problems with inequality. Just about every human interaction that we can think of, we find that the inequality seems to stem from the fact that under this system of debt-created money, we must all not just compete, we are forced to conflict with each other. And conflict requires a winner and a loser under this system. And, of course, the winner is the stronger and or the more ruthless. The debt-created finance that we think of as money within the system, we are doing the very best we can to survive. Well, the stronger is the one that prevails, and or the person, the most unprincipled or the most corrupt, are the ones that survive in your society under the system. But to me, that is not what we really are. It's just something that is forced upon us for our survival.
Well, I hope that the listeners find interest in that subject matter and get a better understanding. You also are probably shining a light on what a lot of people are confusing, as they think the inequality is between the first world and the third world, but it is much more than that, isn't it?
Well, there's, as I pointed out, there's inequality within nations, within groups, and there's inequality between individuals.
It's just unbelievable that they're trying in vain the nth time in history to pay debt with more debt. You know, it seems absurd for anybody who looks at it.
Well, yeah, I have pointed that out in the past, but it seems as though we're so used to borrowing to finance whatever it is that it just sort of, oh yes, we borrow and we pay our debts by winning somebody else's borrowing. Somehow or other, on the whole, we're borrowing to pay off our debt.
Yeah, no, it sounds so absurd when you look at it, and I'm really looking forward to your project coming on in the near future.
It don't matter which way you look at it. If you are in debt, the only recourse you have to repaying it off is by more debt.
Well, thank you for that preview. We're looking forward to the production coming soon, hopefully.
Yeah, Well, we're working on it.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Very welcome.